Teresa Hershey is with us by phone from a little bit north of Two Harbors with the School of Yoga and Nature Arts. Thank you so much, Teresa, for being with us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Katja.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's see. This is, sometimes we talk to new people. Sometimes we talk to people that have been here forever, and I think you're on the newer side. But tell us a little bit about your background. What was the journey that brought you to where you are today in this most unusual spot and starting kind of an innovative new business there?
Yeah, well, so a little bit about me. I'm a certified yoga instructor and a certified forest therapy guide. And then in my real life, I'm a veterinarian. But on the weekends, I get to put on a different hat and come up to Beaver Bay, and I'm running the new folk school in Beaver Bay called the School of Yoga and Nature Arts. And so I guess a little, oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just so curious how you chose Beaver Bay.
Oh, Beaver Bay. Everybody just loves Beaver Bay. Yeah. I mean, it's the first settlement on the North Shore, and John Beargreese is from there. I do have kind of connections to the area. I went to school up in the area, and my husband's from Cloquet, so we're real familiar with the North Shore. We go up there all the time, and the opportunity to purchase some land in Beaver Bay came up, and that was kind of how we ended up there. But I just love all of the history with Beaver Bay, and the people in the area are just so wonderful. And so we really feel fortunate that we kind of landed there.
Yeah. Yeah. So now tell us a little bit about the School of Yoga and Nature Arts that you have created there.
So I call it a folk school. And the reason I call it a folk school is because, well, folk schools, the origination of folk schools is that they were meant to be a place where people could learn new skills. Mm-hmm. So when most people think of folk schools, they think of a place where you might go and do basket weaving or maybe learn about woodworking or something like that. But really, it's folk schools are meant to assist people in understanding their own identity and to strengthen and empower communities. So that's my objective with the school there. And we have a variety of classes at the school. Some are just for fun, like we have a class coming up in a couple of weeks where you can learn to be a vegan pie judge, and then you'll have your official certification that you can bring to family barbecues that, yes, you can sit in judgment of their food. but then we also have other classes that are yoga history or nature-related classes, and those are the classes that I'm most excited about, and we have some really cool instructors that are coming, too. Hmm. Do you mind if I actually highlight some of the instructors that are coming to the school?
Yeah, please do. That would be great.
Okay. So in July, we have Jeanette Mueller coming, who is an astrologer and a chef. And she is teaching a class on weaving astrology with wild edibles. So she'll be cooking some wild edibles and teaching us how you can best eat according to how the planets align. So that'll be like a really fun class. Hmm. In August, we've got a number of instructors. We have, I do forest bathing, and we also have another certified forest bathing instructor, Mel Schneider. She'll be doing forest bathing on the shores of Lake Superior right outside of the school.
Forest bathing. Wait, let's just pause
bathing,
there
yeah.
for 1 second. Forest bathing, that means
sure.
otherwise known as like dipping in the lake?
Okay, you stay fully clothed when you're forest bathing.
Okay.
So I would describe forest bathing as kind of a meditative experience in the woods. Forest bathing is the antidote to speed sickness. You heard of speed sickness before?
I can guess.
Okay. So speed sickness is where you're just measuring your success based on how much you can accomplish in your day, and you're just checking off those boxes, and you just keep going and going and never take a break for yourself, and you just kind of get wrapped up in striving and accomplishments, and you know, for a while that can be really fun, and then it all builds up and you just you know, it's just too much after a while. So forest bathing is taking a break from that, allowing your mind to just disengage from all that busyness that's happening, reconnecting with nature, just taking the time for yourself to slow down. So mm-hmm. that's what forest bathing is about.
Okay. All right.
So,
and then
we have a number of forest bathing experiences okay. throughout the year. But we also have in August, we have Lynn Carlson coming to teach Qigong. And we have Courtney Cochran coming, who is going to teach a flower essence course. So in that course, she'll describe the different attributes of plants and sort of kind of a weird way to say it, but kind of the powers that the plants hold and how you can distill out some of those attributes to help support you throughout the year. Hmm. And then we have a master herbalist, Gigi Staffney, coming in September. She's going to teach two classes. She'll do a plant identification walk and kind of a herbalism 101. So that'll be really cool. We've already got a lot of interest in that class. And then we've got local celebrity Astro Bob.
Yes, I know Astro
in
Bob.
October. Everybody loves Astro Bob. So he's teaching a really cool class about the history of the constellations. So anyway, we've got just lots of really fun classes to classes you probably wouldn't get anyplace else. So if you're interested in learning more about nature and kind of the unique sides of nature, that's the type of classes that we offer, as well as sort of the wellness classes with yoga. And then for people that are really interested in yoga, I teach some yoga history classes too. So,
okay, wonderful. And I see this amazing kind of a building that you have that is, I'm assuming, is the center of this school. Tell us a little bit about the building.
Oh, I know, the building. Everybody gets attracted to that building because it's right there on the shore, and the roof is so flashy, especially in the summer.
Yeah.
So I call them yurts, which they're a traditional yurt is like canvas round building, but these are wooden. So there's two of them there. The original one is going to be rented out as lodging for students of the school. So if you know someone that's interested in taking a class, but maybe they live a little ways away, they would need a place to stay when they came up on the shore. Hmm. They were going to take a class at the school. Now there's a place for them to stay when they're taking that class. So the original yurt is going to be used for lodging for students. And then the second yurt that isn't quite built, we're almost there, probably 95% of the way there, that is the School of Yoga and Nature Arts.
Wonderful. It sounds and looks really, really nice. And you say it's right on the water. That's unusual to build right on the water. Tell us a little bit about how that came about.
So it's not right on the water. It's
set back a little bit.
So we do take students down to the shore for classes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll do some classes, some of the nature classes. We get to walk down on the ledge rock and be right next to Lake Superior for some of the classes.
Okay. And what kind of I guess it's maybe too early to tell, but what kind of interest have you seen in so far? Like, people are hearing about it, they're signing up for classes?
So we've just had opening weekend, 2 weekends ago, I'll be honest, pretty slow interest so far.
Yeah.
hoping it'll change, but I think we're still kind of getting out about the school. But it's kind of pretty new, pretty early in the development of the school. So yeah, I really appreciate you interviewing me, Katja, because I'd love to get the word out about this. Sort of a field of dreams. I'm hoping that just offering classes that catch people's eyes, and once they take a class and find out, oh boy, this is really, like, learn some really good information, hopefully people will want to keep coming back.
Yeah, and just the slowing down part, I'm sure, is appealing, although it might not be something that people automatically think of as something that they want to do. And I think the one of the biggest challenges for any new business these days, and including a lot that I'm in contact with also, is just because the internet has made it so incredibly easy, like everybody can do it. So now you're just fighting for space amid all of us overstimulated people. And like, how do you get anyone's attention? And so I'm sure that that is the challenge, not really the quality of what you're offering. So I hope good luck. I think things like this all add up, you know, all the little bits of publicity you get and time for people to take some time. Just seems like everyone is talking about the same thing. You know, I just read the paper. There's articles about health and wellness. I listen to the radio. I even on social media, ironically, you know, there's all kinds of stuff about slowing down. And so hopefully that you will become part of that movement, a part of that niche. And it just looks like a beautiful place. So
yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. And if anybody has any questions, they can email me. My email's on the website, which is yurtsoflakesuperior.com. That's the website that people can go to for more information.
Wonderful. And I'm sure you're happy to be phone called or emailed or however people want to get a hold of you to ask questions. It's all fine. I do have one last question quickly for you because I'm curious. How did you find all these instructors?
Some of the instructors have contacted me, which is awesome. So if there's instructors that are listening and you think, what I offer would really fit into this, just feel free to email me. But then also I just kind of reached out to people that I knew, researching other forest bathing instructors in the area. I love doing all of this stuff personally. So I've kind of been just taking nature classes and plant identification and herbalism classes and things like that myself. So I've kind of been in that world a little bit, and so just have made some connections that way too.
Yeah. Yeah. I figured it was probably word of mouth and just people you know, but you never know how people find people. And even that group of instructors I would think would be kind of a neat group to take and do something with.
For sure. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Teresa. And I'm speaking with Teresa Hershey of the School of Yoga and Nature Arts Event Center and Lodging in Beaver Bay. Thanks so much. And best of luck this summer.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.
All right. Yeah, you bet. Bye-bye. That was Teresa Hershey